It's time for the Cromwell Radio Football Fridays pregame show.
Good Friday evening and welcome to week 3 of the high school football season. Eric Fry here, joined by Lane Blickham and Todd Stapleton, and we will be previewing some of the games in the area. So let's not waste any time. Let's go to Lane Blickham with a look at the northern area teams.
Thank you very much. We'll start with the Mattoon Green Wave entering this week's action at 0-2. Mattoon lost in week 1 to Triad 40-23 before last week's road loss at Muskoda 22-16. In that game last Friday, neither team scored a single point in the second half. Here's Green Wave head coach Troy Johnson. He was pleased with his team's defensive effort after halftime, but 6 turnovers led to a frustrating result for Mattoon.
You know, we talked a lot this week about focus and staying focused through the whole game and not just through 3 quarters. I think our kids bought into that, and that's what they did. I felt real, real good about on the defense in the second half on how they just stayed focused. And, you know, periodically you'll get a run, maybe run a blitz, and they pop it for 20, which is, you know, you roll the dice, and that happens sometimes. But the good thing is that, hey, tackle them, let that 20-yard gain go, and replay first down, and let's go again. And then when you're playing on your end of the field, and, you know, you're moving the ball, and we're getting some things done, and it looks good, and then all of a sudden you either cough it up or you know, some kind of mistake. But we did that early, too, you know, some penalties and things early. I mean, we just got, those have to be corrected.
0-2 Mattoon hosting 1-1 Jersey Community High School on 101.3 WMCI. Meanwhile, how about the Charleston Trojans off to a 2-0 start this season? Wins in the first couple of weeks over Rantoul 14-6, and then an impressive win last week over Mount Vernon 41-14. Charleston takes that 2-0 record into a home game this week against a ranked opponent. Number 6 Centralia comes calling to Trojan Hill. Centralia also off to a 2-0 start this season. Charleston hosting Centralia on Victory 103.9 and MyRadioLink.com. The Tri-County Titans enter this week at 0-2. They'll host the LSA Lions. Tri-County lost last week in Arcola 47-12. Here's Titans head coach Casey Pinnell.
We gave up way, way, way too many yards on defense. Arcola kind of ran whatever they wanted to do, and so that's been a big emphasis this week on trying to shear up the tackling and our assignments on defense. Bright spots, obviously, the passing game kind of showed up. Dylan Campbell looked real great throwing the football, and TJ Bishop looked pretty good catching it. So we did a pretty good job in that aspect. So we've had one good running game and one good passing game, and hopefully we can put both of those together.
Tri-County faces the Lutheran School Association out of Decatur, a playoff team from last year and a squad that's off to a 2-0 start in 2016. Tri-County and LSA on Classic Rock, 92 on the Axe and MyRadioLink.com. For the Cromwell Radio Group pregame show, I'm Lane Blickham.
Thanks, Lane. Now let's look at some of the Effingham area games, starting with the Effingham Hearts. Effingham got a big win last week against Jerseyville after blocking a PAT with 7 minutes left to go in the game. Effingham were able to hold on for the 35-34 win. Effingham now heads home for their home opener against the 1-1 Highland Bulldogs. Highland is coming off a 28-21 win against Mount Zion. Effingham against Highland can be heard on 105.5 and 100.5 Jack FM at 7 p.m. In other area games, Cumberland will host the 2-0 Sagamon Valley Storm. Cumberland is entering the game 0-2 on the season after a 46-30 loss to Sullivan-Okaw Valley last week. Cumberland played better last week, but still couldn't get the win against a tough Sullivan team. The Storm enter with a 2-0 record after big wins in Week 1, 40-6 against Palestine, and Week 2 against Oblong, 34-7. The Cumberland Pirates will try to stop the Storm tonight. Cumberland against Sagamon Valley can be heard on 96.3 and 99.5 WCRA at 7 p.m. Now let's take a look at the western part of our listening area, and for that, we go to Todd Stapleton.
I'm Todd Stapleton for Cromwell Radio, taking a look at the western side of our listening area. South Central Conference games for tonight. We will start off with the Vandals. Vandalia will be at Staunton tonight. The Vandals are 1-1 on the season, coming off their 42-13 loss to Carlinville this past Friday night. Staunton is 0-2. They have been outscored 99-0 so far this year. Staunton still looking for their first points of the year, but Vandals coach Jason Clay says any team at home is very dangerous.
I mean, I think they're going to be fired up to play at home, and just like, you know, we were our first game, and so, you know, you got to be ready, and it'll be our first time on the road, so we do have, you know, some veteran guys, so hopefully that going on the road is no big deal, but we do have to get in a routine and travel, and it's the first time we've done it, so as a coach, you're always a little bit leery of that type of stuff and just trying to take out any distractions and allow the kids to focus in on what they need to do.
Other games around the South Central Conference for tonight. Carlinville will be at Greenville. Both teams are 2-0 on the season. That's Carlinville at Greenville tonight. Both are 2-0 so far on the year. Hillsboro will be at Roxana. Hillsboro is 2-0, and they have outscored their opponents 92-0 so far. Hillsboro has not allowed a point so far this year. They are at Roxana tonight. Roxana's 0-2 on the season. Litchfield is at Piesaw Southwestern tonight. Both Litchfield and Southwestern 0-2 on the year coming into tonight's game. Pena will be at Gillespie. Pena has outscored their opponents by 100 points through 2 weeks, 118-18. Pena 2-0 on the season. Gillespie coming off their win over Litchfield. They are 1-1 on the year. 2-0 Carlinville's at 2-0 Greenville. 2-0 Hillsboro at 0-2 Roxana. 0-2 Litchfield's at 0-2 Piesaw Southwestern. 2-0 Pena is at 1-1 Gillespie. And 1-1 Vandalia is at 0-2 Staunton. For tonight's action in the South Central Conference, for that look, I'm Todd Stapleton.
Thanks, Todd. Now we will look at some of the other games in the listening area. We will start with the Apollo Conference, as 2-0 Bethalto Civic Memorial heads to 1-1 Mount Zion. 0-2 Salem hosts 1-1 Muskuta, and 2-0 Taylorville hosts 0-2 Rantoul. In Little Okaw Valley action, 1-1 Arcola will head to 0-2 Palestine. 1-1 Martinsville will host 2-0 Argenta, 2-0 Arthur Lovington will travel to 0-2 Oblong, and 0-2 Villa Grove hosts 0-2 Cerro Gordo. Finally, in Little Illini Conference action, 0-2 Paris heads to 1-1 Red Hill, Casey Westfield hosts Flora in a battle of 1-1 teams, 2-0 Newton heads to 1-1 Lawrenceville, 2-0 Marshall hosts 0-2 Robinson, and 2-0 Olney travels to 2-0 Monticello. That will wrap up the pregame show. For Todd Stapleton and Lane Blickham, I am Eric Fry saying thanks for listening and enjoy all the high school football action.